AM Columbus, W224 EG Madison, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. President Biden's son, Hunter, will be sentenced just before Election Day. Hunter Biden convicted yesterday of lying about his drug use on the form to buy a gun in 2018. The Federal Reserve will announce today what it plans to do with interest rates. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis says the Fed's expected to keep them where they are for now.
Interest rates are currently 5.25% to 5.5%, and there are likely no cuts coming today. So what does this mean for your money? Let's talk credit cards. The average APR is near a record high, about 21% right now. With rates unlikely to come down today, that means they are likely to stay high, those APRs.
The government also out with Consumer Price Index, a snapshot on inflation this morning. It is unchanged from last month. In Atlanta Tuesday, a man hijacked a bus and forced the driver to lead police on a chase. Eventually, it was stopped, but one person on board was killed. Elsewhere in Atlanta, but unrelated, workers at a food court were forced to run for cover after a shooting. Three people were hurt, but no one killed. This is ABC News.
This news report is sponsored by Wisconsin Capital Management, LLC, serving their clients for 40 years. Visit wiscap.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin is gearing up for what should be another expensive state Supreme Court race. Campaigns and outside groups spent $45 million last year, the costliest state Supreme Court race in American history. Conservative Brad Schimmel and liberal Susan Crawford are running next year. Wisconsin ranks number 11 in the nation for kids' well-being. That's according to the annual Annie E. Casey Foundation Kids Count data book. Wisconsin's child poverty rate is down, but Emily Miota of the group Kids Forward says disparities persist.
Wisconsin remains the worst state in the nation for Black children and families.
Black children in Wisconsin are 29 times more likely to live in high poverty areas, and they're not doing well on reading tests. Absenteeism is a problem, too. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. Police had a lead on a person of interest in one of the weekend shootings, but now the search starts all over again. Authorities believed 37-year-old James Jacobs was connected to the drive-by shooting on the east side of Madison Sunday. He was credibly spotted in the Eau Claire area Tuesday, but now police believe he's left. Two people were shot Sunday night. One is still in critical condition. And you can adopt a cow symbolically, all to help feed your neighbors. This is the 10th year of adopted dairy cows for Second Harvest Food Bank. The number of people using food pantries has doubled since 2021. Chris Tazelar from Second Harvest says this is a way to make giving fun.
You can choose the cow name that really kind of speaks to you or speaks to your family. And then, you know, after the gift is done, we're actually going to give you an adoption certificate.
Every donation will be matched up to $65,000, so your donation will help twice as many people. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
The Packers defense is excited. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers three-day minicamp here in Green Bay, where players like linebacker Quay Walker are talking about their new defense under coordinator Jeff Hafley.
It's a lot of stuff that I did in college, and I think that translates very well for a lot of us. I think like his attention to details and everything like that and how we are so far, but everything stands out about this defense because it's similar to what I've done before. Not only that, but a lot of guys as well, so I love it so far.
Matt LaFleur giving veteran defensive backs like Jair Alexander and Keyshawn Nixon time off. That meant more time for backup safety Zane Anderson, who had three interceptions in one day.
Yeah, once you get one and two, then it kind of starts, it's like a magnet. You know, you see a lot of guys do that. And so he threw it up there, and it was 2 minutes, so picked it up and went down on the ground to seal the game. So it's good.
Baseball, the Brewers and Blue Jays wrapping up their series at American Family Field. We'll have a recap coming up. The Crew losing last night 3-0. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78.
Currently, 66 degrees.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Wisconsin Capital Management in Madison is a registered investment advisory firm and has been serving their clients for the past 40 years. The firm is focused on providing investment advisory services to its affiliated mutual funds. Their approach to investment management is designed to provide competitive performance over the entire business cycle. Their clients rely on them to manage their assets through the fluctuations of market cycles, and they strive to outperform over the long term. For information, visit wiscap.com.
Maggie Dawn.
Next up, I'll be joined by Dr. Johnny Lupinacci for day 8 of Joe Biden's top 100. We'll be talking about school vouchers and what they mean for your family.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekday afternoons at 2. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is my fight song. Take back my life song. Prove I'm alright song. And I don't really care if nobody else believes. Cause I've still got a lot of fight left in me.
I mean, if they are authentically conservative, they would agree that he should not get any jail time here. I mean, to be transparent for our audience, I own a firearms company. I've spent a lot of years in the firearms space and community. I was a competitive shooter for years. I'm an avid hunter. I don't think this case should have ever been brought, to tell you the truth, Brianna. I think if he does appeal this case, I hope it goes up to the Supreme Court. I would love for SCOTUS to have a say on this. Hopefully they overturn it.
Wow, a right winger that is not a complete and total hypocrite.
Yeah, right. That's Sir Michael Singleton. I like him when he's on CNN.
No, he has principles.
But the rest of them,
right, absolutely.
Been one giant.
Wheel of right wing hypocrites.
If you were waiting for the answer to the question at long last, have they no decency? No, they do not. Chris, it's like you always say, one conspiracy, it does not. That blows up, and they just layer other ones
exactly.
over.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're like, how about the two-tiered system of justice? Oh, well, there still is that, and Donald Trump was unfairly, and blah, blah, blah.
Biden got convicted.
And then they go to, oh, well, this shouldn't be what he was convicted
for,
his other crimes.
Yeah, for the Biden crime family.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, no, his dad got him convicted only because they wanted to make sure. I mean, it's like you want
right.
his son to maybe serve 25 years in prison.
That's what I mean, like another layer of conspiracy is all they have. I mean, so many good points on Twitter. Captain Speed, so if Hunter went to a gun show in Arizona and Florida and just bought this gun like every other redneck without filling out the paperwork, he would have been fine. Mm-hmm. Is that right?
Yeah.
I mean, they're just...
Yeah.
I can't even. And plus, like we've been talking about, there's such a sad human level of this that is just so despicable. And you forget that this plea deal wouldn't have blown up if it wasn't for all these right-wing douchebags. Are you happy now? Or will you only be happy when he relapses and kills himself? I mean, seriously. What a despicable...
And isn't the only reason they know about it because he wrote about it in his book?
Yeah, well, it was the pressure from... You remember the whole, like, pressure from all those right-wing douchebags in Congress, sweetheart deal, and Hunter Biden got a sweetheart deal, mm-hmm. and that's why it ended up getting blown up. There's a whole process for how we got here. Even all the jurors said, this was a waste of taxpayer money,
right.
this should never have gone on trial, mm-hmm. and now here we are.
Yeah. And because the plea deal fell apart, now he has a conviction, which can be... called a prior conviction for his tax evasion case that's coming up later on this year.
Right.
Which
let's
also makes no
let's
sense
Let's hope
to
it
me.
Works that way for Donald Trump, since he's a convicted felon.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or maybe
right.
there's two systems of justice. Who knows? But, you know, look at the class and elegance of the president's statement.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, what I'm always struck for is, oh, my God, what a great dad.
Mm-hmm. That hug, the picture of them hugging was heartbreaking.
But no whining, no whatever.
Nope.
I mean, it's like everybody says, you can't only, like he always says, you can only love America when you win.
Yeah.
They only believe in democracy when they win. They only believe in the justice system when they win. Their you know, opponents are lose.
And no pardon dangling either.
No. I mean, which the whole thing. And first of all, The whole point of prison is supposed to be rehabilitative. He's already rehabilitated himself. Right. He's been clean for
5 years.
5 years. He's married. He's raising a young son. Who does it help? Who does it help, Chris, for this guy to go to prison? Just so these bloodthirsty mother can celebrate and go, ah, ha, ha. President's. But you're right. They don't care that it just blew up their whole narrative about, you know,
the
they
Supreme
just go
Court
on.
Is hearing a case regarding drugs and guns soon. So if they decide that, well, if you have, you know,
right.
amounts of drugs with you or on you and you have a gun, that's okay because Second Amendment. So it's going to be interesting to see what they do because if that happens, then Hunter Biden's conviction goes out the door.
Right, right. I just, of all the ways that we get infuriated by right-wing hypocrisy, it's the combination of that and cruelty and just abject cruelty that won yesterday.
Yes.
And this is why I wore my Love Not Hate Makes America Great, because I still believe in this in my heart. Can I just, this may not
and you're
be the
pretty
fun-
in pink.
Yes.
You have a lot of pink on today.
Thank you.
I'm a girl.
I enjoy being a girl. Also, it looks gay and it annoys Martha Annalito.
Yes.
Oh,
I tweeted a picture. Captain Kangaroo. That's the hair. When he was younger. Captain Kangaroo in his younger years.
Uh-huh. That's true.
Yeah. And I said he's a good C word, Captain. Okay.
Yes. Got it.
My point is going to be...
Subtle as a sledgehammer.
That's me.
Yeah.
That's because this out of the gate, Chris, can I just say, it's not going to be the funniest, but can I speak from the heart for a minute? Because this... Hunter Biden thing is just one of the things in the last few days that this should not be a partisan thing. This is a human thing. As everybody has said, there is not a family that has not been touched by addiction, as the president said yesterday. And I, you know, the whole life is too short. Like, the last few days, my brother-in-law had a mini stroke. He's okay. I literally almost got hit by a truck on the 5 yesterday, you know, over the weekend. My bike club took a wrong turn. And
Albuquerque.
Yes, I just found out my high school friend, who's married to my other high school best friend, is dying of brain cancer. My friend Glenn's mom is passing as we speak, probably. And the guy that owns the show that's trying to kill me for the life insurance money is coming to stay with me for a couple of days. I've told his story that his, 14-year-old son and his wife, the mother of his children, died in his arms within a year of each other many years ago. It's just everybody's going through something. You know what I mean? Like, in a world where you can be anything, be kind.
Mm-hmm.
And I just, we had JoJo from Jurors on yesterday, and she wrote this piece that really just touched my heart. And I wrote her back because we talked about this when she did Philly Sexy Liberal. Mm-hmm. And you said, Chris, I don't know, because she's young and pretty and a lot of guys want to her. Because I'm like, I've never seen this kind of hate. This kind of personal vitriol. I mean, first of all, I told her it's because you're really being effective getting the truth
that's
out there
exactly
and the message
it.
Out there. But it also, I guess, is that because people just are cruel. Obviously not just to her, but she wrote this great Mother's Day piece. I just have to read a little in light of, because she talked so movingly yesterday on our show about having lost 2 members of her family to addiction. And she talked so sort of viscerally about this whole Hunter Biden thing. And I have to say, I bet a lot of people are going to process it that way. If these bastards think this is going to help them politically, they got another thing coming. But she wrote a piece called Sticks and Stones May Break My Bones. My Mother's Day musings are a bit different this year. I've been punched in the face. I've been held down and spit on. I've been kicked in the stomach, had my hair pulled, my eyes nearly scratched out. I've had 2 hands around my throat long enough and hard enough that I legitimately believed I was going to die. I've been hit with a heeled shoe so hard it essentially split my entire upper lip in half, left me with a scar that at 4 years of age became a forever part of my face. I was taunted and teased for as long as I can remember, from being called a boy because of my very short haircut to Pepe Le Pew because no one in our chaotic household had the time to explain hygiene to a 5-year-old after my mom took off. I was always the last one picked for square dancing, and then I wasn't picked at all, but rather routinely the demoralizing bad luck for poor Jason G, who had to know what unfortunate fate was coming before the picking event even began. My virginity was taken from me by a rapist I thought was a friend, and then, as so often is the case, that horrific event meant I would be the one cast out of friend groups and thrown alone into the wilds of lunchroom Thunderdome while being labeled a whore at the same time. I'm not going to read the whole thing. I'll see if we can post it, but...
Yeah, we'll
she just,
it.
But she just, it's her Substack.
Yeah.
But she said, here, I'm not reading the whole thing. It's very long, but she said, but just heart-wrenching. I mean, she said, here's the thing about all of that. This realization I was very late to, almost too late to, one which may surprise you as it surprised me, one which has forever changed me for the better, reshaped my outlook on literally everything. I am not a victim. I am still here. I'm still here. I'm still here. I tell you what, there is no chance in a million trillion years that I made it through all that. So at the age of 49, I let some loser with 22 numbers and a cross and American flags in his hand hurt me with some stupid words. He all caps slammed into a keyboard in his mommy's basement. I'll be damned if the constant stream of vitriolic nastiness I encounter in a virtual space not reflective of reality is going to do anything at this point beyond making me laugh. I recently participated in a live event with the incredible Stephanie Miller. That's obviously the whole reason I
wrote
this.
That's the only reason you needed that. Yeah.
Did I just make this about me again?
That's why. That's why I came up in your Google News alert.
Yes.
Yeah.
We talked about this on the air. With her, and I posted some photos of myself before and after the show, and she looked absolutely beautiful. Yeah. Of course, as I fully anticipated, it was like a troll tractor beam. If you post it, they will troll, and troll they did, attacking every single aspect of my face and body. They even suggested I filtered my fingers to make them look longer, my fingers. And I read some of the replies because I always do, because I want to reply to the nice replies buried in the hate. And it all made me laugh. I swear to you, I was cracking up at the ridiculousness of it. But Steph, being the truly amazing, beautiful soul she is, reason I read this.
Yep.
Okay. We know. Saw the comments too, and she was so troubled by them. She called me the next day to see if I was okay. I've never seen anyone get as much hate as you get, she said. Are you okay? I told her I was great. I told her I saw the comments. They made me laugh. And I told her they couldn't hurt me. They didn't hurt me. I was never going to allow them to hurt me. I could tell them to try harder, but it wouldn't matter. They tried everything, to use my kids, my looks, my weight, my maiden name, my home, my employment, my ex. They've tried it all, and none of it matters. Nothing they could ever do or ever say can touch me now. I'm not going to give them that power. This is who I am. Good for her. What a fantastic warrior woman.
Yep.
And she's so funny. She ends it by saying, Happy Mother's Day to all the moms and moms figures. Thanks for believing in me, because you've also helped me believe in myself, and I believe in you. Now Hojo, the meth addict, paid DNC shill with the AI slender fingers, is going to go cook some crack before begging the internet for cash. Just kidding. I don't have a finger filter. Let's all take care of ourselves and each other, okay? We do have a democracy to save,
that's
after
fine.
All. What a force of nature she is. Be a force of nature in honor of the JoJo of Jerseys of the world. Right?
She's the Rude Pundit S.
Yes.
Yeah. No, she... Oh, potty mouth.
Oh, yeah.
That's a sign of a healthy mind.
Absolutely.
It is.
It's true.
It's true.
And I just put links on your Twitter and your Facebook.
Yeah. So. Entitled Six and Stones. But anyway, I just thought it was so great in light of Hunter Biden, and I'm glad he's surrounded by such an amazing family and so much love, because that's all our fear is, oh, my God, you know... Is he going to backslide? He's going to go to prison? And it's just, this is for something that any honest person would say he should never have been prosecuted for in the first place. I mean, the whole, thing about, are you using now? Who knows if he was, and he had the gun for 11 days.
I know, and it was until, locked in the lockbox and not loaded.
Until Callie, I guess, threw it away. It's just this whole... case is just so sad and so pathetic, and this is what you get. It's like Lord of the Flies.
Yeah.
It's like the right-wing bullies, man. They get, you know, are you happy this morning? Are you proud of yourselves? Anyway, all right, so lots more thoughts on that. We have we need man meat is what we need. Bob Seska, Malcolm Nance, and Carlos Alzarafi.
Yep.
18 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, oh, my God, Omaha Steaks on Man Meat Wednesday.
Hey.
That's what's on the menu.
We got men and we got meat.
Men, meat. Why? Because it's Father's Day coming up.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This weekend.
Yeah. Be a mommy's, a daddy's girl or a daddy's boy. Do it. We've been talking about it. Like $89 and you get this.
Whoa.
It's going to be, you're going to really impress your dad. Okay, I'm just saying. If you're still, you know, striving for daddy's love, and aren't we all? I'm just saying, oh, my God, 20 entrees. There's filet mignons and amazing burgers and chicken and hot dogs and caramel apple tartlets and seasoned fries and on. Time is running out. Don't wait till the last minute. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use the promo code Stephanie at checkout. Shop for unforgettable gifts are guaranteed to make dad's day, because if there's one thing Omaha Steaks knows, it's that dads want steak.
Yep.
Get it.
Joy.
Visit omahasteaks.com today for those packages starting at just $89. Don't forget to type in, what did they say? What's the code? Stephanie.
Yes.
I can't remember if it was first or last.
Okay.
Stephanie. The code is Stephanie. Me. It's Stephanie.
I know it's a tad silly, but the crew really likes it.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code Stephanie, or text Stephanie to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code Stephanie.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text Stephanie to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Tax fees may apply.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, one in two adults have high blood pressure. Lots of my friends do. There's a 50-50 chance you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their two-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL to save 15% and receive free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They're so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Hey, Darcy, I just saw the perfect house. Can you help me write an offer on it?
I'd be happy to, Brian. Did you see it at an open house?
No, I just called the sign and had the agent show it to me. Right. I didn't want to bug you.
Right. How many times have you heard me say don't call the sign?
All of them.
You called the agent working for the seller, and once you see the property with that agent, I'm no longer free to write an offer on it.
So?
You need to hire us from the beginning, help you find the right home, negotiate on your behalf, and protect your interests all the way through the process, and it shouldn't cost you a dime.
Solidarity Realty. They're real, they're solid, and they're honest. Find them at SolidarityRealty.com.
Are your taste buds bored? Awaken those tired senses with a culinary treat at La Pollera Colombiana in Madison. La Pollera Colombiana's delicious, authentic cuisine is like taking a food journey through Colombia. There's a dance of flavors in every bite. Open Sunday through Thursday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday, 9 a.m. till midnight. La Pollera Colombiana, 3579 East Washington Avenue in Madison. Your taste buds will thank you. La Pollera Colombiana.
Over the past 20 years, Wisconsin has seen a huge increase in reported elder abuse cases. Elder abuse is the verbal, physical, emotional, sexual, or financial abuse of a senior citizen. It can also be the intentional or unintentional neglect of an older person. Wisconsin's population of seniors 65 and older is projected to grow significantly in the coming decades. That's why we all share the responsibility to help protect our seniors by recognizing and reporting any signs of elder abuse. If you believe that elder abuse has been inflicted upon yourself or someone you know, please report it. Call the Wisconsin Elder Abuse Hotline toll-free at 1-833-586-0107 or visit reportelderabusewi.org. Respect our elders. Report abuse. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Department of Justice.
This project is supported by the Administration for Community Living, ACL, U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, HHS, as part of a financial assistance award totaling $120,000 with 100% funding by ACL-HHS. The contents are those of the authors and do not necessarily represent the official views of nor an endorsement by ACL-HHS or the U.S. government.
A message from the...
Definitely got our thing together, don't we? Nobody but
Stephanie Miller
and me. You're the first, you're the last, my everything.
Yes, it is the Stephanie Miller Show. So much goodness on Twitter this morning. Dino Badala said, Hunter Biden was charged with crimes for one reason, to hurt Joe Biden. The cruelty of MAGA knows no limits. Thank you. Rude Pundit said, I'm not threatening to burn the country down over Hunter Biden's conviction. I have an opinion that it's a bull case that wouldn't have gone to trial if it weren't for right-wing holes. True. But that's different from saying, for example, I want anyone involved arrested for daring to come after Joe Biden's son. See how sanity works? This is the difference, right? I think Chris Murphy talked about this as well. I mean, Aaron Q is hypocrite Mike Johnson because they just, you can't penetrate their wall of hypocrisy, right? He explained to reporters his belief that the jury's conviction of Hunter Biden was absolutely legitimate, while Trump's convictions on 34 felonies was not. Because, of course. Because why? Because cult. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
Every case is different when asked if the president's son being convicted undercuts the Republican speaker's claims of two-tiered system of justice. Johnson said, well, clearly the evidence was overwhelming in the Hunter Biden. Are you kidding me? In the Hunter Biden prosecution, blah, blah, blah. Nobody thinks this would have been brought if his name wasn't Biden. Right. Oh, my God.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't think that's the case in the Trump trials. Where all the, let me get the tiny violin. Where all the charges that have been brought have obviously been brought for political purposes. Hunter Biden's a separate instance. And Chris Murphy, Senator Murphy, thank you, said we should be very, very worried that Republicans are so brazen in their belief that the convictions of Democrats are fine, but convictions of Republicans are illegitimate. This is a political party telling us out loud they plan to use the justice system to persecute opponents.
That's right.
Yep.
That's it. It's not just him. It's the whole party. Yep. Marie in Atlanta, our prosecutor, who we will drop like a hot potato as soon as Bounty Wills is available. Hello. Hello, Marie.
It'll be a while longer.
Yeah.
Good morning.
Speaking of two systems of justice. Marie, I'm sorry. Can you answer that question real quick for me? You are a prosecutor. You are in Atlanta. What? How are they able to hold this trial up? I thought we were done with this investigating Fani Willis's personal life. What is happening now?
Well, what they're trying to do is to strip Fani Willis's ability to continue to prosecute the case.
Of course they are.
It's, again, remember that the whole Trump strategy is pursue every, no matter how illegitimate, claim. And you've got a court that's unfortunately willing to hear that crap.
I mean, Marie, this is like Jim Jordan dragging Alvin Bragg before Congress. I think Alvin Bragg should have told him to stuff it.
I agree.
I mean, this is the problem, though, Marie, is that, you know, we keep trying to correct right-wing lies. They don't care.
Right.
They know they're lying. They know the DOJ wasn't behind Alvin Bragg's prosecution. But, you know, Alvin Bragg feels like, oh, I need to, you know, come to tell the truth. It's like, oh, you can't win. Look at their reaction to the Hunter Biden conviction.
Exactly.
You cannot win, can you, with them?
Yeah. No. Well, and there are very practical reasons for Alvin Bragg to have agreed to appear before them. The Department of Justice has funding for grants, and those grants trickle down to various law enforcement agencies. So that might be why he felt like he needed to go, because otherwise he might get punished in terms of grant for it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you, Honey Bun. Yeah, I love this. John Fugel saying, have you seen this picture of Don Jr. clearly coked to the gills?
Oh, yeah.
Allegedly. Although he's...
No, he says it himself. Don Jr.'s on coke.
Behind his wall of guns. I mean, he said...
Don Jr.'s on coke.
John said, it's good to know Republicans won't tolerate gun buyers lying about drug use on their applications. I mean, ugh, I just, the stench of hypocrisy is just... RFK Jr.'s brainworm tweets. The right is so upset that Hunter got a guilty verdict. They were hyping themselves up. This case was going to be dismissed or found not guilty because it was rigged. And then he was found guilty, and now they don't know what to do with their pitchforks.
Yep.
That is a waste of a perfectly good bunch of pitchforks.
It is.
Randy Mayhem Singer threads made the psychological stress on maggots of celebrating Hunter Biden's conviction with a law that curtails their beloved Second Amendment cause some of their moronic heads to explode.
Yep.
I feel like it may be like scanners. It's just the disconnect is a little
right.
Yeah.
That was bloody.
That was right.
Charlotte Clymer said, I'd say it again just because it's fun to point out the truth. President Biden and Vice President Harris will be reelected, and we will take back the House and have a damn good shot at holding the Senate. And the morning after, a number of pundits and pollsters will be shocked. And then rinse, lather, and repeat the same cycle again.
And then Donald files for more he's going to file.
Of course.
To run again.
Oh, God.
He's going to.
Oh, God. And Cokie McCokespoon, his son, will be up next. Allegedly.
No, I think Ivanka.
You don't have to allege it a nickname, do you? He's a Cokie of the Gummy and Cokie Morning Show with him and Eric. Okay. You know what I need?
I don't know if you have to allegedly him or not. for a
nickname.
Nickname?
I don't think
so. Is it alleged that Eric is gummy? I don't think so.
No, that's not alleged. That's
okay.
Obvious.
Bob Seska next.
You're listening to Mad Radio WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
This report is brought to you by Freedom Fireworks, with 18 locations throughout southeastern Wisconsin. Go to freedomfireworkswi.com.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Tourists spent a record amount of money in Wisconsin last year, $25 billion according to Travel Wisconsin. About 46 million people from out of state spent the night in Wisconsin last year. Overnight visitors spend about three times as much money as other tourists. Who wins the race for president could come down to a few independent voters in Wisconsin. UW political scientist Barry Burden.
They skew especially young. So it's young people who are least likely to have attachments to either of the parties, who are not fond of either of the candidates, and who have not bought into the traditional ways of doing politics.
And Susan Webb-Yockey of the La Follette School of Public Affairs says young voters complain they can't afford the American dream. The two spoke at a WISP Politics luncheon yesterday. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. City officials are considering stopping collection of furniture at the curbs of big apartment complexes. Right now, if people put big items on the curb, city staff pick it up for free. But Madison Street Superintendent Charlie Romines told the Wisconsin State Journal there are some buildings who, quote, act like it's student move-in every month, end quote. Romines adds, often nobody's filling out work orders for these big items. If passed, this policy change would go into effect November 1st. But don't worry, if adopted, it would not affect Hippie Christmas. Meanwhile, Dane County is asking for submissions of locations to get historical markers, specifically ones with importance to minority communities. County officials say right now the markers don't accurately represent sites vital to people of color and LGBTQ people, especially the Ho-Chunk, who have been here 12,000 years. The county's new Underrepresented Minorities Historical Markers program is now accepting nominations. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. This is WMDX News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, mostly sunny with a high near 86. Showers and storms tonight, a low of 67. For Thursday, mostly sunny, a high near 83. Slight chance of an afternoon storm. On Friday, sunshine with highs near 80. More rain by Saturday, highs of 78.
Right now, it's 68.
Madison, it's time to rock the Gamma Ray. The Maxine Concert Series, Friday, June 14th, with Eddie 8 Dynamite.
All about that girl. You're all about that girl.
Iron Plow.
Gonna rock it tonight.
And Marston. The Maxine Concert Series, live at the Gamma Ray Bar in Madison. Get advanced tickets now at GammaRay.bar. Presented by Mad Radio 92.7 FM and Civic Media, Hometown Radio Refreshed.
It's that time of year again. The 4th of July is right around the corner, and Freedom Fireworks has everything your family needs for a safe and exciting holiday celebration. With 18 southeastern Wisconsin locations fully stocked up with everything from sparklers to artillery shells, thundersnaps to 500-gram aerials, Freedom Fireworks guarantees to bring smiles and cheers to every backyard celebration. For fireworks from all the top brands and specials that can't be beat, go to freedomfireworkswi.com for a location near you. Freedom Fireworks wishes you a safe and happy 4th of July.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, it's On the Road with Jane and Todd. We are live in Richland Center. Come out and join us.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 11.
Gov.
I think about the many examples of men of color. There are three at this table who've been pulled over by a police officer. The police says, well, we smell marijuana, get out of the car, you're all of a sudden arrested. And then they find a gun. So a simple charge of possession of marijuana now becomes a felony charge. Many of those men are sitting in jail because the law states that you cannot use a controlled substance and be in ownership of a firearm.
The rare honest conservative. Pointing out that, yes, there are two systems of justice, generally, black and white.
Yep.
By the way, Empty Wheel tweeted, congratulations to Jim Jordan and James Comer, who successfully got the president's son convicted of a crime Trey Gowdy said no one else should have been charged with. Mm-hmm. Thank you. I hope you're proud of yourselves morning. Dean Obadala tweeted, today Hunter Biden was convicted in a criminal case brought by a prosecutor personally appointed by Donald Trump and tried in front of a judge personally appointed by Donald Trump, yet we accept the verdict because we believe in the U.S. Constitution and the rule of law. And no whiny little bitchitude. No. Imagine that.
No.
Okay. Bring me my man meat. Speaking of dreamy hunky men, why, Bob Seska joins us now.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special broadcast.
You're cute. I love you, Bob Seska.
Where are you coming from?
Bob is calling us from Washington.
You Seska thing.
Go ahead.
Washington, D.C.
Just follow the money.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, good morning. Isn't this fun?
I'm doing the backspoken right-wing hypocrisy. How are you?
I'm doing the same, which is what is so fun right now. Isn't it great? Isn't it great? The existential crisis ongoing, the constant feeling of leaning too far back in your chair. That feels great. I'm just loving every second of this.
I mean, this is like what you talk about, you know, not just Trump, but Project 2025 and all. This is what we're looking at, is a justice system that's just out for vengeance against people you don't like politically, against liberals, basically. Right.
Yeah, exactly. I remember a recent case where something happened with Barron Trump. You know what? All the things run in together to me. I don't remember exactly what happened, but something was going on with Barron Trump in the news, and some people on Twitter were saying things about Barron Trump. And the Republicans went absolutely bananas, started crapping their cages all over the place. And these guys actually went after Hunter Biden, Joe Biden's son, in order to get a Joe Biden. I mean, this is the centerpiece of this entire prosecution.
Yeah.
And you know, Merrick Garland had to do his thing. I mean, it's one of those things where it's similar to with Donald Trump, where if you see a crime, it's really difficult to step back from it. And I think the Justice Department was inundated with Republicans, you know,
screaming sweetheart deal
Hunter Biden.
God. And it, like you say, it doesn't matter what would have happened yesterday. Right. They had their talking points already to scream. Are you quoting Chris Wallace or Nicole Wallace here on
maybe Nicole. It's usually Nicole.
Because you just set an example. This is how it's done. Trump is, of course, a convicted felon. His worldview is devoid of facts, untethered to reality. He offers no vision for the future. Instead, rants and rambles about sharks, electric boats, windmills, toilets. He constantly lies about the border, even though he was the person who killed the bipartisan border deal. He lies about the rule of law, the system of justice. He calls January 6th insurrectionists who stormed the Capitol warriors. Trump has made it clear his entire campaign is about himself.
Which is brilliant and so well said, because this is the sort of thing that I think most of the political press should be saying. I mean, you could say most of that in a completely objective way. You don't have to. There's very little actual opinion in what Nicole Wallace was saying in that quote. And the thing that's driving me crazy is I don't see hardly anyone in the political press treating this emergency the way it needs to be treated. We are on the brink. We're a few percentage points, if you believe the polls, a few percentage points away from fascism. And that should be a five-alarm emergency in every circle in this country right now. And I just don't see it. It's just la, 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 let's continue on as though this were normal, as though, well, all it's going to mean if Donald Trump gets elected is corporate tax cuts. Now, it's going to be far worse than that. I don't think people understand the stakes, which is bearing out in some of the polls insofar as, what, 71% of Democrats don't even know what Project 2025 is or that it even exists?
I saw your quote, Bob, and I wanted to give you more props than I normally do. And I normally am a huge Bob Seska suck up, but that you called it, I don't have it in front of me, but that what you just said, that this is a national emergency, that we have got to act like this is the national emergency it is. How numbing. I mean, you know, you talk about all over the place. The new poll, most Americans could not support an elected official who supports banning abortion, IVF, or contraception. And you said, how do pollsters square these results with the Biden versus Trump polling? Seems like a bunch of voters are either confused, lying to someone, or the polls are screwy.
Right? It's got to be that. I don't know. I think it's primarily, you know, look, if your kid is coming home after school every day and going, I don't know anything, and pointing to the wrong capitals of the states and you know, that's all the regular kids stuff when they're not paying attention, or their teachers are bad. So it's one of those things. Either people are just not paying attention, they just don't care enough to stare at this crisis in the face, or the political press isn't doing their job to inform the public of this very real threat to democracy. I mean, it is the biggest threat to democracy that we have faced in, God, I mean, I don't know, even if the civil, maybe since war, certainly since World War II, which was all the way over in Europe, and now we're looking at a similar kind of threat, which, of course, was illustrated on the D-Day commemoration, but right here in the United States.
But, Bob, don't get happy, Seska. Let me ask you something. also retweeted VoteHub, Election Day votes from all 20 precincts in Monroe County, Ohio, now in 35% swing left from 2020 here. Mm-hmm. This is what we keep seeing in real election after real election, is when people actually vote, right? And I just did a couple polls yesterday. That being said, all polls are BS this early, right, Chris? Unless I like them, and then I'm going to support them. But all these panic stories we get, young people aren't going to vote for, Jewish people are going to, because of Gaza. And you know, he's up the exact same amount with Jewish voters he was in 2020 by 30 points, young people by 20 points. I'm so tired of it. Do you feel like just overstartled response from, you're just like, no, oh, my.
Yeah.
Latest poll or...
Right. I have a tab open to a couple of the polling aggregators where I just go and I check it out every once in a while. And it is that panic feeling. But and so that's, I think, what we all kind of face when it comes to the polls, where instinctively we see the numbers and go, oh, my God. And expletive, expletive, expletive. And then it kind of sets in. Wait a second. There's some sort of disconnect here between how people are actually voting and what the polls are saying, how people will end up voting. And so these are two things that we're constantly having to square. And I don't know what to believe anymore. I mean, talk about feeling destabilized.
Yeah.
We're all accustomed to having a sense that, we're able to take a temperature in terms of where this election is going, or any election, but we can't really do that now. I think that makes us feel less stable.
Yeah, but we've just never, I think, had a moment in time, a confluence like this. And to your point, you retweeted Aaron Rupar, our friend, who said, I gotta say, when I was pondering the future of American politics after Biden's inauguration in 2021, Trump running neck and neck as the GOP nominee in 2024 based on nostalgia for 2020 while Biden presides over his historically strong job market was not something I saw coming. And you just said disinformation in the great American memory hole. I mean, we have never been up. I said yesterday, but you can't call it disinformation. It's just a wall of lies. Trump, truth socialed that he's the one that got $35 insulin. Like, it goes on and on. It is lie after lie after lie. And in 2020, like we keep saying, nobody was working. We were wiping our ass with coffee filters. You couldn't leave your house. Like, how could there be any nostalgia for 2020, right?
Yeah. And, one of the lies, and this is a great example, an excellent illustration in terms of how the disinformation, the propaganda machine works on the Trumpism side, on the MAGA side. And there was this thing on Facebook that happened where this S poster, this prankster, went on to a thread and said that he was the cousin of a juror, and this was the day before the verdict was handed down in New York City in the Trump criminal trial, and he said, Trump is going to be guilty. That my cousin, the juror, told me that Trump is going to be found guilty. And so that touched off this huge controversy, because then Judge Mershon had to contact the attorneys and say, okay, we got to talk about this, because I don't know what this is all about. What's going on here? And it was almost immediately debunked. I mean, as soon as that letter went out, I think while the letter from Judge Mershon was going out, the actual prankster went on and said, nah, it's not real. I'm just,
I told you I'm an S poster.
Right.
Yeah, exposed himself. And but still, Donald Trump, 24 hours later, was still screaming mistrial on Truth Central.
Yeah.
And so they're running with that. They don't care if it's true or not. It works. They're in business to sucker all of the rubes out of their money. This is the entire business model of Trumpism, and the far right now is to act like traveling faith healers.
And speaking of the media,
Steve Martin's character in Leap of Faith.
Yes.
Wow.
You retweeted, good reference.
Yeah, that's a great reference. I pulled that movie out of my memory bank.
Nerd. Yeah. Okay. But you were, you know, retweeted Asen talking about a right winger on Trump's rally speech. It showed us who he is. He's a normal, average American. He did great without the teleprompter. And you just said this is a huge reason why we're here. Political consultants slash pundits framing the presidency as a job for normal, average Americans. Sorry, no. The presidency demands exceptional acumens. I don't want an average American negotiating a nuclear standoff or handling a pandemic. And also, he did great without the teleprompter.
No.
So Charlie Pierce said yesterday, I said, you would move away from that person on the bus stop. And Charlie's like, I wouldn't even take the bus.
Yeah. I mean, look, at this point, we've all been over the sharks versus electric boats scenario, which, by the way, he's told that story. Hal Sparks will verify this. He's told that story a bunch of times.
Yes.
This is not the first time. And so he's had time to practice it. And that was as good as he gets after having told it a bunch of times. But here's the bigger picture in all of this. Okay, so if Donald Trump becomes president, the worst parts of the climate crisis will absolutely happen to us because he will roll back all the regulations, all the spending to mitigate the climate crisis, on top of ending the EPA, ending NOAA, withdrawing from the World Health Organization. These are all things that he actually plans. This is in writing.
Yeah.
This is not some sort of partisan hyperbole. And so we are facing this existential crisis as humanity, and this is how he's justifying it.
Yeah.
Sharks versus electric boats that sink because they're too heavy. And what do? You jump off and get eaten by the shark, or do you get electrocuted? But why doesn't the shark get electrocuted?
Right. None of it makes sense.
Idiocracy that we face now.
This is why America desperately needs the Bob Seska Show, both in every form, human form, podcast, Twitter, threads, whatever.
Dessert topping.
Yeah, I mean, Randy Mayhem, but this is how I find my sanity on Twitter. So Randy Mayhem Singer said, I still can't get over Trump's boat battery MIT shark electrocution ramble. At least RFK Jr. can blame a worm for eating part of his brain. Election 2024. And Jane Neuberger said at some point the windmill bird cancer speech had to be replaced with the boat battery shark speech. This is called evolving. I mean, we are in the stupidest timeline. We are idiocracy turned up to 11. There is not enough Rondo. Right.
Yeah,
I mean, it's just
I mean, when I watch something like that, I try to put myself into the soft brains, the soft skulls of the red hat disciples in the crowd. And I wonder what are they thinking when they're listening to this?
In 110 degree heat.
Wow. Yeah. I mean, right. In the heat. Well, that's going to solve lots of problems. But what happens is, do they think, OK, well, this is nuts, or do they think, wow, that makes a lot of sense? Or do they think, this is so nuts, this is going to drive the libs crazy? I mean, it's got to be one of those things. But on some level, some of them have to be going, this makes no sense. What's he talking about? Why are we wasting our time listening to him talk about sharks and shark attacks and electric boats, not realizing that all gas-powered boats have batteries in them as well?
Thank you.
Thank
By
you.
The way, the hypocrisy is on every subject, not just Hunter Biden guns. You retweeted Eric Erickson, who said the very same progressives trying to discredit the Supreme Court see nothing wrong with a judge giving money to Joe Biden. And you said Judge Mershon gave $35 to Act Blue. Justice Thomas, you have $4 million. He took $4 million in bribes. If you can't see the vast difference here, Eric, I have to seriously question your ability to understand what numbers mean. I mean, oh my God.
Yeah. Well, I mean, talk about a guy whose entire life right now, Eric is what I call him. Just add the extra Eric.
Yeah.
Is his middle name also Eric?
It probably is. Eric Erickson.
Yeah. That's right. The Erickson is just for, that's his stage name. It's actually Eric.
And he will name his son Erickson.
Eric.
Who was Erickson's son? Yeah.
Junior. Yeah.
Oh, God.
Oh, he added the middle name, Eric. So it's Eric.
All right. Let me end with your very fantastic thread where you said there is a degree of hipsterism. This is the what can we do? This is our call to action. You said there's a degree of hipsterism among liberals. That's something I have never been weighted down with as being hip in any way, shape, or form.
Me neither.
That prevents some of us from expressing support for Biden's accomplishments. Sure, I get not wanting to be seen as a rubber stamp for leadership. The thing is, Biden is the only leader standing between us and fascist autocratic idiocracy. And to your point, the Washington Post headline this morning, the global economy is in better shape than it was at the start of the year, thanks largely to the performance of the United States, the World Bank said in its latest forecast Tuesday. I would echo Governor Shapiro, stop talking America. You know, and don't worry about seeming hip, right?
right?
Right. And you know what? When you go to compliment something from Joe Biden's record as president, you don't have to start it by saying, well, you know, Joe Biden isn't perfect. Or, well,
you know,
the Democrats aren't perfect.
Oh, that drives me crazy.
Unnecessary. Oh. Just leave that off. You've only got, what, 200 characters to work with on Twitter or wherever. Use that to talk about the accomplishments and don't feel, my God, the accomplishments. And
so many human beings are perfect. So, yes, feel like you need to say Joe Biden's perfect. Okay.
Right, right. And it's true that Joe Biden is the only human being standing between us and the abyss and fascism. And so, therefore, we need to act accordingly. And, yes, we will get back to a place where we can criticize our leadership and not have to worry about everything ending, including democracy and eventually humanity due to the climate crisis.
Bob, I'm sure these undecided voters are making your head explode like mine. You can, when you go like, oh, well, I'm not going to vote for Trump, but I don't know about Biden. Understand, if you do anything but vote for Biden, you are putting Trump back in office. If you stay home, if you vote for RFK Jr., if you vote for Jill Stein, you know, that's, anyway, okay.
Yeah, there's always these kind of selfish, self-centered people who just, they seem to be standing in the corner with their arms folded and go, convince me. Convince me to vote for Joe Biden. Oh, come on.
You know what I say? I say that Shut Up Jody Hamilton song to those people. That's what I say. God, I love that song. It's so sexy.
I'll let Lonnie know.
Oh,
yeah,
so great.
It's such a good song.
We need to put that in your box because it needs to be. Yeah, here we go. Yeah. Oh, for God's sakes, really? Yeah, undecided. All right. We love you, Bob Seska. They've been rapping me for 5 minutes, and I'm like, no. I want to talk to Bob. No.
You gave a stank eye.
Yes, my fault.
It's all my fault.
I
was endowed with the gift of gab.
All right. That's why the Bob Seska show is essential.
That's right.
SexyLiberal.com. I love you. Mwah. Goodbye.
Love you, too. Bye-bye.
Okay. 51 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by, Cozy Earth.
Oh, yeah.
I don't want to say because they're going to sell out again. I'm not going to say what I'm going to order today. I'm ordering something new from, I don't want to say it.
Olive?
No, don't say it. You said it.
You could have said, that wasn't it.
Okay. All right. Listen, duvet covers, towels, you name it. The jammies, they are just the softest, the most luxurious. Crafted with viscose from bamboo, which regulates body temperature, ensures uninterrupted, refreshing sleep. Given Bob Seska's comments about climate change, you're going to need some temperature regulating jammies and sheets. Let me just tell you what, boy, howdy. CozyEarth.com/Miller. The promo code is Miller at checkout. When it comes to bedding and sleepwear, Cozy Earth offers unmatched quality and comfort. You get a 100-night sleep trial, 10-year warranty. Means you can rest easy if you're not completely satisfied. CozyEarth.com/Miller and enter the promo code Miller for an exclusive 30% savings. Don't forget, after checkout, be sure to select Sirius XM in that follow-up survey and choose my show from the drop-down menu. CozyEarth.com/Miller.
Don Jr.'s on Coke.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, did you know that high blood pressure is the number one risk factor for mortality? In fact, 1 in 2 adults have high blood pressure. Lots of my friends do. There's a 50-50 chance you are one of them. But you can take control of your blood pressure and without the side effects of pills with 120 Life. 120 Life is a blend of great-tasting superfruit juices that can actually help lower your blood pressure. Try it yourself risk-free with their 2-week trial pack. Just go to 120life.com and use the code CONTROL to save 15% and receive free shipping. Or text CONTROL to 511-511. They're so sure 120 Life can noticeably lower your blood pressure in 2 weeks, they will refund your money if you're not satisfied. You have nothing to lose but those high blood pressure numbers. Go to 120life.com. That's 120life.com. Use the code CONTROL or text CONTROL to 511-511. This is serious. This is your life we're talking about. 120 Life can help. The statement has not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World comedy tour is already a legend in the West. And now it's coming to Denver.
You remember the time you and me and Etta went to Denver that summer?
June 22nd at the Paramount Theater in Denver.
Who are those guys?
Hello, Sexy Liberals.
Starring Stephanie Miller.
Are there any bad hombres in the house that are ready to grab Donald Trump by the
John Fugelsang.
Does crooked
Christ. Let me tell you about Crooked Christ, people, okay? Yeah, he's a carpenter. I hired him. Didn't pay him. Shoddy work. Sorry.
Comedy duo Frangela.
White people who adopted black babies.
That's right. And not because they're cheaper.
And hilarious Hal Sparks.
Poor Jesse Nulati Ventura. To have his accent taken and watered down by Mike Pillow. So egregiously.
Special VIP tickets allow you to meet and greet the stars after the show. Saturday, June 22nd at the Paramount Theater. Stephanie Miller's Sexy Liberal Save the World Comedy Tour comes to Denver.
And I'm going to keep this short. I have to make oxygen choices.
Tickets at sexyliberal.com.
Meeting you to celebrate our great state.
It's On the Road with Jane and Todd.
We are going to be broadcasting from places where you can come as we're doing both of our shows. Say hi, and I'm so looking forward to having the chance to sit down and talk to folks.
And that's the fun part of it, is just having conversations with real people.
It's Matt and Air on Air and the Todd Alba Show together on the road.
All this week from 10 to 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
100 days, 144,000 minutes. The countdown to the November presidential election is on, and Maggie Dawn is counting too as she continues her special segment, Biden's Top 100.
Having heard from each and every one of you, I should start talking about what President Biden is proposing us for his second term.
Biden's Top 100 continues. You're invited to be part of it too. Call or text the Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays starting at 2, across the Civic Media Radio Network and the app.
Hey there, folks. It's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute. We all know that generic drugs are cheaper than name brand drugs. But I'm going to make a confession. For a long time, I thought generics were a less good version of a name brand. You know, like dollar store versions of cornflakes. But it turns out that generic drugs are made with the exact same chemical formula as the name brands. They have to be to even be on the market. When drug companies invent a new drug, they get a 20-year patent in America that gives them exclusive rights to sell their Zoloft or Ambien or whatever. But after 20 years, other companies can sell generic versions. Drugs that don't use the famous name but are chemically the same and follow all the same FDA rules. To get these savings, just ask your doctor to prescribe you a generic. Most of the time, they will. Now, your pharmacist usually can't just swap in the generic when you're picking up your pills, so you do have to ask your doctor before you leave the doctor's office. For more money tips, check out workmoney.org.
Wildfires.
This portion of the Stephanie Miller Show brought to you by Dr. Marty's. Why? Because Bonnie and Clyde are not like my children. They are my children. Yep. How do I know that? Because Bonnie had diarrhea the other night. And Mom, did Mommy get any sleep? No, Mommy did not get any sleep. Somebody had a little rumbly-tumbly. Aww. Who has a gumbly-tumbly? Because she eats something funny in the yard. Who knows what happened.
Avocado things?
Yeah, she's fine now. Yeah. But I know when she won't eat her Dr. Marty's that something is wrong. And yep. She didn't eat for a day. And then sure enough, yesterday she was back to...
crunchy, crunchy,
no
crunchy.
More gumble tumble and baby. Okay. Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend is, they love it so much, the raw freeze-dried flavor, and I know they're getting the best nutrients.
Oh, yeah.
Turkey, beef, duck, salmon, kale, spinach, sweet potatoes, you name it. Everything in there, it's raw freeze-dried, so it's dry to the touch. Mm-hmm. Shelf stable, pantry safe. It's not that gloppy, wet stuff. Yeah. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and a free bag of Tilly's Treasures.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Tilly!
Doctor, by the way, she's that, no matter what, those Tilly's Treasures, dog crack. Okay, drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Message and data rates may apply. Oh, my goodness. It's almost like I talked to Bob too long. And
that's why we were telling you to wrap it up.
And I ignored both of you guys telling me to wrap it up, and now I have no time.
You gave us the angriest look.
You were very
mad. How dare you wrap
it up? It is like in college when I have the sock on the door. It means don't bother me. I'm with Bob Seska. All right, Malcolm Nance coming up.
Mad Radio 92.7 FM, home of the John and Gordy Show.
T. Schwaba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome entertainment reporter from the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, Chris Foran, and home show host extraordinaire and comedian Mike Siegel joins me.
Nightlight with P. Schwaba, weeknights 7 till 9.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.